The inspectors may have their work cut out for them. New evidence has emerged that Saddam Hussein may be planning to use chemical weapons in the event that a war begins in the coming months. U.S. officials have confirmed to NPR that the Iraqi government has ordered a large quantity of atropine, a drug that can be used as an antidote for nerve gas. The order is said to be much larger than would make sense for normal medical use. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
A senior defense official says U.S. commanders are becoming increasingly convinced Saddam Hussein will use chemical or biological weapons against American troops. No nukes, the official says, gas and bugs. U.S. intelligence sources say the Iraqi government's efforts to buy and stockpile atropine is the latest indication of Saddam's intentions. Atropine is the same drug U.S. troops carry in order to protect themselves during a nerve gas attack. Turkey, a U.S. ally, is among the places where the Iraqis have attempted to buy the drug, the officials say. The Iraqis are also said to be ordering injection kits so that soldiers can inject the drug into their own legs. The report of the atropine order, published first in the New York Times, has yet to be officially confirmed by the U.S. government, but State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said today it would be a worrisome development.
This is a drug that has wide medical use, including in the treatment of heart conditions and pesticide poisoning. Nonetheless, any Iraqi orders for more atropine than needed to meet normal humanitarian requirements would be of concern, since that could indicate preparations to use chemical weapons by preparing to protect their own forces from the consequences of such use.
Intelligence officials say they first heard of the Iraqis' alleged attempt to buy atropine about 45 days ago, though the effort to acquire atropine apparently began much earlier. The officials say the United States has asked the government of Turkey to block any atropine sales to Iraq. Richard Boucher today would not acknowledge those conversations, though he said the United States is generally concerned about what Iraq tries to buy from Turkey to support its biological chemical program.
I can say that we have talked to the Turks about procurements by Iraq. Obviously, Turkey shares our concern about making sure that Iraq doesn't get anything that could further a program of weapons of mass destruction.
A spokesman at the Turkish embassy in Washington said he had no information about Iraq's order of atropine from Turkish suppliers. Evidence that Saddam Hussein intends to use biological or chemical agents against U.S. forces in Iraq makes war preparations more challenging. A senior military official says speed is a good defense against chemical weapons. You're more likely to be hit when you're fixed in place, the official says. You protect yourself by staying on the move. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.